Nancy Reagan called her husband's presidential library the Shining City on the Hill, using a phrase that President Ronald Reagan borrowed from history to describe his aspirations for the nation. Inseparable in life, the pair will be reunited Friday on that hilltop, side by side. "She was just a beautiful lady," said John Sandoval, who, with his wife, mother, and infant daughter, joined a crowd of more than 2,400 Thursday at the library to see the flower-draped casket. "I think it was just the unity they shared through his governorship, through his presidency, that brought people together," Sandoval added. Forecasters warned that Thursday's brilliant skies could be replaced by thunderstorms and wind. A tent was erected over the site for the service. The sprawling Spanish mission-style library is located between the Reagan's post-White House home in the upscale Bel Air section of Los Angeles and Rancho del Cielo, the ranch in the sky where the Reagans spent their leisure time, sometimes on horseback, in the rugged mountains near Santa Barbara. The guest list for the funeral tells a story about their lives, which stretched from Hollywood's golden age to the California State House during Reagan's time as governor to Washington. Four of the five living first ladies and relatives of every president dating to John Kennedy were expected to attend. Early arrivals included former Reagan administration official Ed Meese, former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and singer Johnny Mathis. As the group gathered briefly outside the library to chat, Mathis reminisced about how he and Mrs. Reagan would sing together during his visits to the Reagan family home. Their favorite song, "Our Love Is Here to Stay." The memorial service is bringing together Democrat and Republican, an unusual tableau at a time of deep division in Washington and on the 2016 campaign trail. Hillary Clinton plans to take a break from the presidential campaign to attend, and other politicians on the list span the political spectrum, from the Republican Gingrich to the Democrats' former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Reagan's two children, Patty Davis and Ronald Prescott Reagan, will be among the speakers at the funeral, which will include choirs and a Marine Corps band. James Baker, who served in the Reagan administration, and former NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw also will give remarks during the ceremony, officiated by the Reverend Stuart Kenworthy, vicar of Washington National Cathedral. On Wednesday and Thursday at the library, more than 5,500 mourners and Reagan faithful filed slowly past the former First Lady's closed casket, blanketed with white roses and peonies, Mrs. Reagan's favorite flower. Tears often fell. The crowd, many in graying years, spoke to a time when it was mourning again in America, and the nation followed the Reagan doctrine to weaken Soviet influence during the Cold War. Reagan left the presidency after 8 years on January 20, 1989. "Ronald Reagan was one of the best presidents we've ever had, and I admired them both as a couple for their love story and the support they showed to each other," said retired schoolteacher Mary Ellen Grundyke from Riverside. Mrs. Reagan, who died Sunday at 94, planned the smallest details of her funeral. She selected the funeral's flower arrangements, the music to be played by a Marine Corps band, and the list of guests invited to the private memorial. The library site, where the 40th president was buried in 2004, provides sweeping views of horse country dotted with oaks and, on a clear day, a vista to the Pacific. The Reagans just fell in love with the spot, Boston developer and Republican fundraiser Gerald Blakely recalled in a 2004 interview. He was part of a partnership that donated the land where the library now sits. "We're just grateful for the Reagan years," Ray Brooks of Simi Valley said Thursday as he waited in line with his wife Jackie to board a shuttle to the library grounds, where Mrs. Reagan's casket was placed in the marble lobby with a bronze statue of a smiling Ronald Reagan nearby. "Everybody, no matter how they felt about those years, when they look back, they remember them as good years because of the example they set," Brooks said. "We need an example like that now." This article posted by Michael R. Blood for the Associated Press in Simi Valley, California.